Okay, the U.S. president says that he is ready to keep the government closed, even for more than a year, until Congress approves his multi-billion-dollar funding for a border wall with Mexico.
He also said, you said in the meeting, this is him quoting you, I just want to check, that the shutdown could go on for months or even a year or longer. Did you say that?
And I did.
Is that your,
I did.
Is that border your assessment secure, of
I did
where
say
we are?
That. Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country, having a border that makes sense without borders. I've said it many times. We don't have a country.
Donald Trump also threatened to use emergency powers to build his border wall with Mexico if Congress fails to endorse his plans. He added that talks on border security will continue over the weekend. This comes as the top Democrats in the House of Representatives and the Senate said that the meeting with the president was contentious.
We just completed a lengthy and sometimes a contentious conversation with the president. We agreed that we will continue our conversations, but we all recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear to the president.
The bottom line is very simple. We made a plea to the president once again. Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage. Open up the government and let's continue the discussions.
Well, the U.S. government has been partially shut down over the border wall funding dispute since December 22. Trump says Republicans back his proposals for what he calls strengthening U.S. border security. This is while some Republicans have spoken out against his plans. Kenneth Farrow, lecturer at Coventry University, joins us from London. So some corners say this is looking more like just a spat between the Democrats and the Republicans. On the other hand, we're looking at who can hold their position stronger. But who's the fatality here? I mean, at this point, we're looking at 800,000 employees who are not getting paid.
Yes, and it's very interesting, the language that we use there, where the employees who are being denied their wages and their life way of living is the use of the word hostages. It's ironic that America has been known across the world to be very concerned about hostages and often sends in its troops to other countries to rescue its hostages. It's going to be interesting to see who can rescue these employees. Of course, the position of the Democrats is that the government is not functioning and can't function until these employees get back to work. Trump's position is as usual. I think he's been up all night reading his book, The Art of the Deal, and seeing how far he can push these Democratic and some Republican representatives. Of course, Trump is using the race card in terms of this wall, as he has done throughout his presidency and in terms of his campaign, to try to get the American people to feel this fear of foreigners. We have to remember that America is a country built on the genocide of its original nations, built on slavery. And of course, it's been very active in Latin America, destabilizing regimes and countries. And this includes countries like Chile, El Salvador, Nicaragua. So this has been going on for a long time. And Trump, as an individual, is just the head of a very reactionary force which is growing in America. Of course, the fact we have Democrats who are now coming from backgrounds like from Palestinian backgrounds, we have Muslim representatives as well. This is not going to be an easy win for Trump from now on, because we have people within the government of the United States who are much more representative of the people of America than Trump is. So I think the loser in the end will be Trump. He will have to back down.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Kenneth Farrow, lecturer at Coventry University in London.